House Bill 1233, an act to appropriate the money for the ordinary expenses of the legislative, judicial, and executive departments of the state, the expenses of state institutions, interest on the public debt, and for common schools.
State your point.
Well, Mr. Speaker, if this is a general bill, I think we have to suspend the rules. It takes two-thirds to hear a bill. It's about 5 days come out after the time it's supposed to be here. We talked about that before.
Representative Peterson,
is this the House bill, Mr. Speaker?
This is the House bill.
If it is the House bill,
1233. It is the general bill, and it's had its first reading. This is second reading of the general bill.
But you have, in order to take it up, we have to have a two-thirds vote.
On the general bill? To take it up?
To bring it up, to talk about it even. To suspend the rules, to bring it up, because it's late getting here. It's a formality, but it must be done.
Representative Peterson, could you show me the rule where the deadline has been passed?
The bills had to be out of the House of Origin on a certain date, and they didn't make it, so we must do that.
For second reading. We'll be at ease for a second. Representative Peterson and Rector, could you please come to the podium? The general bill does not need to have the rules suspended. I will refer the body. We found it on Chapter 17, Legislative Deadlines, on page 150. In the bottom of the table, it says this deadline does not apply to the General Appropriations Bill. House Bill 1233, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We just passed out of committee the General Appropriations Bill, House Bill number 1233, that you see in front of you, that you should have as the pages have passed it around. This year's General Appropriation Act for the state of South Dakota will spend roughly $2.4 billion. That's billion with a B. It will finance roughly 13,000 FTEs for the state of South Dakota. Of that amount, $839 million of that will be general funds, which comes from approximately 78% of the total of that $839 comes from four funds for the state: our sales and use tax, contractors' excise tax, insurance company tax, and the video lottery. As I've been in the legislature, that amount has grown roughly 1% each year, to the point where now we're at about 78% of our revenue comes from four general sources, which in the future perhaps should be a concern as we watch those that number grow. I'd like to thank the LRC fiscal staff who works with the Appropriations Committee every day, Dale Birch, Mark Zickrick, Dave Becker, Annie Mertz, and Reed Holwegener, for giving us a hand every day as we've worked through the process. I won't spend a lot of time on the whole budget, but I would like to spend a little bit of time on education, since education has been a large topic of discussion this year for the legislature. We will spend 55% of our general funds this year in South Dakota for education. Now, that's K through 12, in addition to the regional money that we spend. There's $132 million that will go to the regents, which will help maintain a 42-58 split. 42% of the money is of the tuition is paid by the student. 58% is paid by the state of South Dakota, which I think is a heck of a bargain for those in our higher ed system. In addition, this year we're going to spend almost $27 million on K through 12 education. $14.5 million of that will go for state aid increases in our K through 12 system. We'll additionally spend about $1.2 million in the technical institutes. We're going to spend $1 million to enhance the reading program that we started last year in first and second grade. We'll add third grade this year. That will cost roughly $1 million, which should help get our youngsters off to a very good start with their education. Well, in addition, we'll spend another $1 million on after-school programs that will continue to help early childhood development and out-of-school time programs that will help our youth that that need additional help after school with their activities. $1.5 million or $1.6 million that we talked about earlier today in the education bill that we passed is also part of that total, $26.7 million that goes into K through 12. This year, a total will spend $330 million in K through 12 education, which is almost twice what we spent in the last five prior to 1994. In 1994, we spent roughly $164 million. So since 94 to 2002 budget is almost twice the amount of dollars that go into K through 12 education, which I think is a significant increase for the state in South Dakota when you think about the number of kids that we have lost in that short period of time. Health, human, and social services are a large portion of our budget. They account for roughly $230 million in general funds, almost $700 million in total, so that you have a considerable match rate by the federal government. Ag and natural resources is about $13 million in an ag state. United Judicial System is roughly $24 million. We are looking at just a little bit over a 3% increase in the general appropriations for the state of South Dakota for the next fiscal year. We are in a deficit mode that we will finance with $14 million out of our property tax relief fund. The majority of that is due to a decline in our sales tax base, sales tax revenue in the year that we're in and the coming year. Mr. Speaker, I would urge that the body adopt House Bill 1233 and would certainly stand by for any questions. I do want to thank other members of my committee, the Vice Chair, Representative Derby, Representative Pummel, Representative Clark, Representative Lang, Representative Clout, Representative Berg, Representative Sutton, Representative Adelstein, all spent many, many hours working through the agency's budgets and committee hearings for the appropriations process as well as special appropriations bills. Mr. Speaker, thank you very much, and I would urge your adoption of House Bill 1233.
Further remarks on the House Bill 1233?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Berg.
We have an amendment that we'd like to bring to this.
Any further remarks on House Bill 1233?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Richter, it's my understanding that the horse racing funds were accessed on an amendment to the general bill on a simple majority vote. Is that accurate?
That would be correct.
Mr. Speaker, a few remarks.
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, this House has considered this issue on several occasions. Excuse me. Senate Bill 176, which would appropriate money on a simple majority vote out of the horse racing fund, was defeated in this House, 22 ayes, 48 nays, a two-thirds majority vote. House Bill 1285 passed this House without these funds in it, for the most part, on a 62-8 vote. In addition, when 1285 was changed by the Senate and came back to this House, we rejected those changes that are now reflected in House Bill 1233 on a 54-16 vote. This House has spoken on this issue. Put my name on it. Put my name on it. This House has spoken on this issue three times overwhelmingly. I think in addition to the specifics of this issue, there is a general philosophical question to be asked as well. And that is, are we going to allow on an amendment with relatively few members to change the entire appropriations philosophy that has gone on in this House and this legislature for years, which is, if something is not a continuing appropriation for the purposes of state government, then it can be done if you have a two-thirds vote of the majority of the members elect. What is next, ladies and gentlemen? What is next? Is the game, fish, and park money next? Are the license fees from the Department of Commerce and Regulation next? Are we going to change our way of appropriating? Are we going to make everything a simple majority vote? Because if we are, I guess I can live with that. But then let us be consistent. And let us do every program that is a special appropriation this way. We are not doing that. For the life of me, I don't know why we're picking on this fund. And I don't know why we're picking on these people. But we are. And the question before this House tonight is, are we going to say for the fourth time, this is not right? And if you want to do this, bring special appropriations bills, as we have done for years in the case of domestic abuse shelters, and if two-thirds of the body agrees, we'll appropriate the funds from whatever account. And so, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I have never seen it done, the general bill opened. But I have never seen this either, where an amendment is made to do what has not been allowed on the floor of this House, not once, not twice, but three times. People say to me back home, they say, gosh, you only have one day left of the legislature. I say, my goodness, we have a whole day left. And you know what I mean. We will be here a while. And I would urge you to do one of two things. To either right this wrong and take this money out of the general bill, as we will propose to do, or to vote against the general bill. You know we can reconsider. You know we can bring it back. Years ago, we held the general bill to the final day. That is a possibility as well. The state will run till the 30th of June this year without the general bill. There is time. I know the hour is late, but there's no need to rush. And I would urge you, ladies and gentlemen, to vote for the amendment that will be proposed, or to vote down the general bill, reconsider it, and go back to the table. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Richter speaks a second time? Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, Representative Olson, I agree with you, and there has been some questions on how the process was completed. But Article 12, number 1 of the Constitution says, no money shall be paid out of the Treasury except upon appropriation by law and on warrant drawn by the proper office. Now that would include all funds. Excuse me. And then it says in Section 2, the general appropriation bill shall embrace nothing but the appropriations for ordinary expenses of the executive, legislative, and judicial departments of the state, and goes on. Now, we have put the state fair, which we funded with the money that you spoke of, in the Department of Agriculture. So that is ongoing part of government. We have done the DASA program, just like we do adjustment training centers, mental health, alcohol and drug, for years. Out of the general bill. We've also funded the fire equipment, the EMT equipment, in the past with appropriations, just as we are doing today with the general bill. So I would contend that the Constitution would override the state law, and what we did was perfectly in order, and I would again urge you to pass House Bill 1233.
Further remarks?
I move that we move this amendment. It's just being passed out now.
Representative Berg, have you moved? You're referencing Amendment 1233 MG.
Yes, I am, Mr.
Okay, Chair. And there's a second comment on that, sir. You may proceed.
What was that, Speaker?
You may proceed in comments on this motion.
I just feel that we inappropriately took that money out of the racehorsing fund and put it in the general fund, and I think it's illegal to not, you know, take it out again. And I think Richter referred to the law of South Dakota, that we were in violation of it. And I just think we did a wrong to the horse racing people.
Representative Berg, I have a question regarding your motion, and I understand that this may be out of order or out of sequence, but I'm looking at it, and it says page 35, correct?
That's correct.
And delete lines 12 through 18?
That's correct.
And that is marked on our bill up here, the legislative department.
Is that right?
It's right on mine.
Mr. Speaker?
I'm sorry. We're looking at the wrong one.
12 to 18.
Mr. Speaker,
that's just chocolate mess.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Okay, further remarks. I apologize. I was working off the original unamended, sir, so thank you very much. My error. Further comments, remarks on the Berg motion to amend. Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would urge you, of course, to resist that motion. What you're doing is simply taking out the funding as well as the programs that were funded there. If you want to not fund the state fair, the DASA programs, the forestry and fire equipment, then it'd certainly be in order. But I think the citizens of South Dakota, those particular funds are going to touch roughly 230,000 people in South Dakota. I think it's fit and right that we do it the way it's been done, and I would urge you to defeat the Berg amendment.
Further remarks on the Berg motion to amend. Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body, I don't think we're through with this puppy. If we If this amendment passes, that money can be put back in. Nothing's ever dead around here. I learned that.
Further remarks on the Berg motion to amend. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Excuse me. I recognize the truth of what Representative Richter says. This money would be removed from the general bill and would be dead for this evening. However, on a two-thirds vote of this body, rules can be suspended and money can be appropriated. So if it is the will of this body that these funds are deserving of a special appropriation, as they have been and as they should continue to be, there are 20 votes here to suspend the rules to take up those funding proposals. A two-thirds vote is required to suspend the rules. A two-thirds vote is required, at least up until today, for special appropriations. I would argue, as Representative Elliott has, that like a bad vampire movie, nothing is ever dead in this body and will not be until sine die on March 21st. I would urge you to support the amendment.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is the Berg motion to amend. The House bill, roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. Question, therefore, before the House of Representatives is the Berg motion marked 1233 MG, that House Bill 1233 be amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Nice job, right? We'll have to open it again. Okay.
There was a procedural malfunction. We'll commence this process again, please. Question before the House of Representatives, therefore, is the Berg motion marked 1233 MG. All those in favor of that motion will signify by voting aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Klocek and Pitts. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 29, nays 41.
The Berg motion to amend House Bill 1233, having received failing to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Klocek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm members of the body. Well, the hour is late, but it's still early in the legislative process. I've been around here 10 years and seen a lot of things happen on these last day and night in the legislature. And what I'm up today to ask you to do is to put the dark, dark chapter of our state's history to rest. We need to put it behind us. We need to move on in our state government and in our penal system. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I have an amendment at the desk.
This would be 1233-DA. Is there a second? There is a second. Comments on the motion to amend. Representative Klocek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm members of the body. You have two handouts in front of you, 1223-DA and a news clipping. And I would ask that you look at those very closely. It is to put in $200,000 for the Lane and Wagamans and Tamara Wagaman and Lane, Renee Lane for their defense of their lawsuits. As most of you know, they were not allowed to receive that money or that defense as they would, as any other state employee would have been entitled to under the law. Those fees should have been covered under the public entity pool for liability, and they were not. And I ask that you give them back some dignity, give them back an unnecessary and undue burden placed upon them. We must right a terrible wrong and pass this amendment. Let us do the right thing for these two prison guards. Let us do what is right for these two people who are victims of bad policy, nothing more and nothing less. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, let us cross the bridge from the dark side to the other side of truth, justice, fairness, and the American way, and I ask that you please, please, please support this amendment to the general bill. And I would thank you, Mr. President, and honorable members of the body.
Further remarks on the Klochek motion to amend. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, I move to table the Klochek amendment.
There's a second. Roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is not supported. Those in favor of the Klochek, the Napoli motion to table the Klochek amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. Amendments tabled. Further remarks on House Bill 1233. Further remarks on House Bill 1233. Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1233. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine and members proceed to vote. Final passage, House Bill 1233. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just serving my notice of filing a dissent based on Rule 110 for the reasons that we discussed under the amendment.
Your dissent will be delivered to the clerk when it's prepared.
Representative Lange. Representative Lange. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 49, nays 20, absent 1.
House Bill 1233, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Question on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.